It is just about 7 minutes past 2 o'clock on a gorgeous day in the Miami Valley, made just a little bit more so gorgeous by our guest this hour. It's been 13 years between visits, and I'm just proud and delighted to welcome back to Excursions, Mary Gauchet. Hi, Mary.
How can you possibly remember that?
I remember it really clearly.
Do you?
Let me tell you part of the reason why, because you've led one of the most movie-worthy lives, I think, that's ever been lived from your time. It's amazing to me. Orphan, born and raised in Louisiana, but you took out early, you adopted, ran away. You had even spent a time as a culinary expert. There was so much to it. And we were talking about it, and I was like, your life seems so delightful. And I remember you thinking, not the word I would have put on there. I just remember like it was yesterday. I was like, wow, Nikki, work harder for your adjectives and so forth. But it was such a really wonderful, wonderful interview. Mercy Now had just come back, or I should say, had just been released. You were making a swing and came by our old studios in the basement of Sontag Fells.
I bet I was playing for Mick in Dayton.
I'll bet you were.
Good old Mick.
You know, he recently passed.
He wasn't hardly any good. 13 years ago, he was hanging on.
I know.
A sweet, sweet man. And what a great community spirit he built in that little club of his. I loved him. At the end of the night when he paid us, I always felt bad taking his money. I almost thought, no, put it back in the pot and keep this going. Dayton needs you, brother.
You know, he passed, I think for some reason, it's going to stick in my mind, on January 13th, just this year. And that was exactly 1 week after a lot of his fans and the musicians that he helped nurture and bring up had put together sort of like a Canal Street Stories, they called it. It was a multi-hour long evening where people sang, people told stories, and he was there in attendance. And a lot of us, you know, would hope, you know, when people pass is usually when all the accolades start coming in, and that's after your ears are working properly. But he got to be there for that, and I've just been so comforted.
Yeah, that's a great way of doing it, is to honor people before they go.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Mick was I guess you'd call him a talent encourager.
Yes.
He picked up on people at the beginning of their careers, which means he never made any money.
Right.
He got on board early. He saw talent and he helped grow it. And having him here telling young artists, or I wasn't young, but I was just getting started back then, saying to me, I remember, you know, Gauchet, you're going to be in this business for life. It's going to work. You've got it. I've seen a lot in my years, and you're gonna be one of the ones, I guess, to do this. He told that to the people he truly believed in, and I think guys like him had a real impact on moving spirit forward. You know, the spirit that comes through art. He was that guy that lit those candles brighter, and
aww,
God bless him, God rest his soul. I remember so much sitting in the office with him. I probably played for him 4 times, and it's unforgettable.
I just wanted to make sure I was rolling tape because I'm going to play that back for his son. Mm. Just wonderful. Mm. So pleased to have you here. You're in town for the Nowhere Else Festival going on this weekend. And so pleased that you were able to swing by a little early and play for us. Will you hit us a lick there?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. Over the last 5 years, I've been co-writing songs with wounded veterans. And since we're at Memorial Day weekend now, Friday of Memorial Day weekend, I think we are, we'll play a veteran song. I wrote this with a young man who served in Desert Storm, and he told me that on Veterans Day that you can get free breakfast at the Waffle House with an active duty military ID. So there was a movie that just went boom in my head, and we were able to write this little song called Bullet Holes in the Sky. November in Nashville, Tennessee. Free breakfast at the Waffle House if I show my ID. A parade up on the riverfront, you can hear trumpets play. Hands on hearts, the color guard kicks it off on Veterans Day. And they thank me for my service and wave those little flags. They genuflect on Sundays, and yes, they'd send us back, but I believe in God and country, and in the angels upon high, and in heaven shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky. Don't know what to say. Thinking about the battlefield, the night I learned to pray. Marchers make their way down Main Street. The crowd begins to cheer. I feel my chest explode as my eyes fill up with tears. And they thank me for my service and wave those little flags. They genuflect on Sundays, and yes, they'd send us back, but I believe in God and country, and in the angels up on high, and in heaven, shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky. Forgive them, they don't know what they do. He's here with me this morning, and his words still ring true. I hang my head, pray for those we lost and those who remain. As the clouds burst over Nashville, it begins to rain, and they thank me for my service. Wave those little flags. They genuflect on Sundays, and yes, they'd send us back, but I believe in God and country, and in the angels upon high, and in heaven shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky, and in heaven shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky.
Mary Gaucher, one from her brand new release, Rifles and Rosary Beads. Gorgeous. Bullet holes in the sky. You know, we do work, we consider part of our mission very much to reflect the voices of the listeners in our geographical area. And a big part of that is a Community Voices program. And we have a Veterans Voices. We have an Army base here, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and a lot of veterans are clustered around here. So that was these are our community members. How did you become drawn to this wonderful work? This is good work for everyone involved.
Yes, it is. Before I answer the question, I should throw it out there. While it's on my mind that Karen and Linford have arranged for 100 free tickets to the weekend pass to the festival to veterans. No questions asked. If your veterans show up, they'll get you in.
Wonderful.
So come on down to the Nowhere Else Festival. They're going to take care of you there. They respect and honor your service. How I got involved in it was I was invited to do a retreat with an organization called Songwriting with Soldiers. Hmm. It's a small nonprofit founded by the songwriter out of Austin, Texas, named Darden Smith. And what we do is, you know, Darden, sure. Mm-hmm. He has created this, invented this visionary program that pairs up songwriters with wounded warriors. And so we go to a retreat center, 10 veterans, 4 songwriters, a therapist, a chef, He gets these retreats funded, so it's free to our veterans. All they got to do is sign up and show up. And they get paired with an amazing songwriter. Over the weekend, we sit down and bear witness, and what they tell us, we turn it into song. Mm. It's an incredible process and an amazing program. And some of our veterans are dealing with so much trauma on top of trauma on top of trauma that they show up in an incredible amount of distress. And by the end of the weekend, they carry a little bit of a lighter bag. Their burden gets lifted some. Music has the power to bring what we call post-traumatic growth. So does it cure PTSD? Nothing cures PTSD. But post-traumatic growth is a big deal. It just takes some of the weight out. I call it taking the poison out. Mm. Of course, that's what I've been up to with my songs all along, with my own trauma. Yeah, I've been not knowing what I was doing. I've been working through some hard hits. Like you said, my life is a movie. Mm. It just hadn't been made yet.
Well, you're still making it.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. So I've taken a few body blows straight away, and music has brought me to a better place. And singing it to people has brought me an understanding that what happened to me is not all that unique. Mm. That everybody everywhere is carrying a burden. And the songs bring people to me and they tell me their stories. And I realize we all carry something that's hard. And so when the vets get their song and the song gets played out, the other soldiers are able to go, oh, my God, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And that me too is a big deal.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's a big deal.
It's a healer.
Well, we often think we're the only ones, and that's not possible in a planet with 300 billion people. So that Me Too is transformative because you know somebody else understands, and you're not alone in what you're going through.
Rifles and Rosary Beads, it's the latest from Mary Gaucher, and a perfect timing that you're by now. The festival is today, tomorrow, Sunday. It's called the Nowhere Else Festival. You can find out more at nowhereelsefestival.com. Also, you can find out more about Mary and her good works and her collection of good works at marygaucher.com, which is not at all like it's spelled. And I probably was playing your record, Mercy Now, for several weeks before someone called up and said, it's not Gauthier, it's Gaucher.
Oh, no, it's that South Louisiana thing.
Right, it's G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R, Gaucher, spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. Mary, just like you'd think, marygaucher.com for more information. Will you do us another?
Yeah, since you asked, I'm going to play the title track from this record of songs all co-written with wounded warriors and their families. Here we go. Title track. Written with the young man who served during the surge of Fallujah. He was 19. He had no idea what he was getting into, and what happened over there hurt him pretty bad. And we were able to get to some of that poison inside of him and pull it out with this song. It's an incredibly difficult song to listen to in some ways because of the amount of pain in it. But I have to say, Joe and I, after he wrote this, we danced around the room. We were so happy that we had written it. And he's gone on to finish college and get a master's degree as well, and he's working on his doctorate. And he's teaching doctors how to use. Yeah, he's teaching doctors how to use art, to apply art to post-traumatic growth instead of just pills. And the pills are useful, but they don't fix much. Mm-mm. They work the symptoms, not the cause. And songs go down and work the cause. And so Joe's doing great. The song is tough. It's where he was when I got him. He was in a lot of pain. And I think the song helped move some of that out. So. Rifles and rosary beads, you hold on to what you need. Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads, yellow smoke, orange haze, blowing into my eyes, whistling sun. I couldn't trust the sky, rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need, Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads. White knuckles wrapped around a blackness that has no sound. Bombed out schools and homes, kids in the street. Alone, rifles, rosary beads. You hold on to what you need, Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads. Mirrors frighten me. I don't recognize what I see. The stranger with blood on his hands. Sister, I'm not that man. Rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need, Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads, rifles, rosary beads. You hold on to what?
Title track from the new one from Mary Gaucher. Thank you for this. Thanks for this collection. You know how you throw the pebble and the ripples go. I have a feeling a lot of people are feeling these ripples in a good, good way.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. It's a privilege to be able to work with members of the military and help articulate their songs and then bring these stories around the world so that people who are removed and feeling alone can know that other people feel the way they feel. Mm-hmm. And it helps explain also to families what so many people who have served carry. It's hard to articulate trauma. There is no language for trauma. The language of trauma is a scream or absolute silence. So music can get in there and articulate it in ways that I don't think there's anything else on earth can do. And music is made for this. Music, I think, is given to us by the gods to help us articulate the ineffable. And that's why we're drawn to it so passionately. Those of us who are in it, we've been drawn to it since childhood. I bet you have too. There's something there that you know it's important. And yeah, this industry can be pure entertainment and nothing else, and that's great too. But there's more to it as well, and we know that.
We certainly do. That's the reason why I even have a job, because we're all drawn to music, right?
That's right.
It's a wonderful thing. Mary's playing at the Nowhere Else Festival this weekend, nowhereelsefestival.com for more information, or check her page, marygaucher.com. Gaucher spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. Mary spelled like you would think, marygaucher.com. Do you find yourself going back home to New Orleans regularly, or are you out?
I live in Nashville.
Oh, you do? You're not in
Louisiana?
I've been
in Nashville
Louisiana.
Since 2001.
Okay.
You know, I was in Lafayette this week for a songwriter's retreat and festival. I was in Louisiana for a good 4 days and got to work with a bunch of Louisiana artists, and that was cool. Co-write songs with them. My family's in South Louisiana. Mama's in Thibodaux. But I don't spend a lot of time anywhere. When I'm home, I'm so glad to be home. I travel so much. I mean, I'm gone now. I've been out since pretty much January, and I'm gone to the end of June.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm this troubadour thing that hops around a lot. And so New Orleans is who I am in so many ways. She made me.
Yeah.
But I don't spend a lot of time there anymore. But when I do, it feels so familiar. And the language and the food and the ways of Louisiana, that's embedded in my soul. I'm of it. Yeah.
Mm. With all this co-writing that you're doing, I get this image of you moving about the face of the earth, just leaving a trail of songs. Just a trail of songs everywhere you go.
A privilege, right?
Isn't it? Somebody could find you like breadcrumbs. Just follow your songs.
Yeah,
and you get some
that's
Mary
really
Gauchet.
A best case scenario. And I've really enjoyed the co-writing process.
Imagine.
Well, you know, I'm socially awkward like most artists, and so small talk and I don't do well. So if you can sit down with a guitar with someone, you really get to know them in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You cut through all those layers of niceties and get to the real stuff. And that's, it just fits me. It suits me perfectly. My worst case scenario is a cocktail party of strangers.
I hate it.
I
hear that.
You
yeah.
know, I just hate
yeah.
it. And my best case scenario is probably a lot of people's worst case scenario, which is sitting with people who carry a trauma and using an instrument, a guitar, to help articulate. That's what I want to be. I want to be with people who have a need to express something important that matters. I'm very in touch with mortality, and I just don't want to waste my time here on trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be quiet than say nothing.
Mary Gauchet, just a real delight to have you back. I appreciate it. There's that word used properly from those 13 years ago.
There you go.
I'm so pleased you're here. Would you do one more for us?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Since we started here, let's go full circle. This is called Mercy Now.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote it a long time ago, and I had no idea in 2018 I'd be sitting here with it taking on a whole new meaning. I'm of the opinion that songs are smarter than the songwriter, especially the ones that are any good at all.
Yeah.
They come in with knowledge, like children. Like our babies oftentimes are smarter than us in some ways, and they carry things we don't know. Songs are like that. This song had a prescience that I couldn't have ever imagined we'd be sitting where we are today. And yet here we are. And if you listen to the words of the song, it's like she knew somehow. And so let's play it. And it's called Mercy Now. My father sure could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over, won't be long. To his fear and doubt, the pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living. church and my country, they could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living thing. People in power who'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life, life itself could use some mercy now.
Mary Gaucher live on Excursions, the title track from her 05 release, Mercy Now. And that's one of the healing songs for me when I have several that I'm able to, you know, draw from that well of healing and a need to be comforted. And that was definitely one of them. And the beauty, and I think about it, the famous Shakespeare quote, the quality of mercy is not strained. It doesn't, there's really nothing, it doesn't cost you to give mercy, but it seems that it's... people are stingy with it. I don't know why.
I think fear. The why behind so many things is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear that if I let my guard down, you're going to hurt me worse. But, you know, I wrote that when my daddy was unable to recognize me anymore.
Oh.
He had reached that stage of dementia where he no longer was aware of who was with him. And I had a lifelong battle with my dad. My dad had mental illness and alcoholism. The war was over. And that moment when I saw that he had been reduced to this childlike state, and my heart just exploded with love for him.
Oh.
And that's where that came from. And I was able to experience... In a moment, this really sort of transformative love for that poor broken man. And I saw him as the child that he was and what happened to him as a kid that made him so troubled in his life. And I think Grace entered the room. And I'm forever grateful for that song and the ability to actually be there for my dad in a way I couldn't when he was coherent.
Mm.
So it was a moment there. I was able to see, it's almost like the mental illness and the alcoholism were removed. Hell, he forgot he even smoked cigarettes. He was a 3-pack-a-day smoker my whole
Yikes.
Life. He forgot he smoked. His whole face cleared up. All the capillaries healed. He looked like this sweet little guy all of a sudden. I'm like, who's this man? This is amazing. And so it was the song came from that experience, really.
Yeah. Mm. The new one is called Rifles and Rosary Beads. Mary Gaucher, our guest, performs at the Nowhere Else Festival this weekend, nowhereelsefestival.com for more information. Or point yourself to Mary's page. You can see a list of her many works and many good deeds. And that's at marygaucher.com. Gaucher spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. MaryGaucher.com for more. We're going to go out with one that is another kind of a healing song for me, but a little bit more like can help like bolster up an already wonderful feeling to be reminded of our membership in the wonderful cycles that repeat and repeat. One of my favorite lines from this tune is, souls aren't born and souls don't die. I was like, I've never heard that said, and that's exactly right. It's called Wheel Inside a Wheel. This song went on to have another life with someone else.
That's right. Jimmy Buffett recorded it, and he used the Little Feat Band, and it really is a cool track. He made it really cool, and I always envisioned this as a jazz funeral. I wrote it to honor my friend, the songwriter Dave Carter. Who passed away.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer, big presences on these
right.
airwaves.
Right, Dave was a dear friend of mine, and he passed away at a balloon festival that I was playing at as well, and I was there with Tracy hours after Dave died, and I wanted to honor him with the song, and the way that I know how to do that is with my New Orleans heritage, is to throw a jazz funeral. So I don't mention Dave, but I wrote it in his honor. And Jimmy took it to all the way to Jazz Funeral and played it at Jazz Fest, which is very, very cool.
Talk about your completion of another circle. Mary
Gaucher. Yes, indeed.
It has been a delight. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And swing wide whenever you're in the area.
I love being with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.